It's 6:45. Good morning, I'm Anthony Renault with KRWG News. An annual report ranks New Mexico 49th in the country in child well-being. The Kids Count Data Book by the Annie E. Casey Foundation was released on Monday. The report tracks metrics of children's education, home life, and health. New Mexico continues to rank high in child poverty and low in education outcomes. The state had some improvements with health because more kids have access to health insurance, but the state did worse in childhood obesity rates. The report is based on data gathered before the coronavirus pandemic hit New Mexico. And in more news, as people marked Juneteenth over the weekend, another sort of celebration was taking place on the U.S.-Mexico border near El Paso. Some 200 families separated by their legal status briefly reunited in the middle of the Rio Grande as part of the 8th annual Hugs Not Walls event. KERA's Mallory Falk was at this year's Hugs Not Walls event, the first one since the start of the pandemic.
It's early Saturday morning, and families dressed in bright blue t-shirts assemble on the U.S. side of the Rio Grande. Their relatives are just a few yards away, dressed in white, divided by ankle-deep water and the border wall.
This is really something special for me.
That's Fernando Ramirez. He's 47 and works as a medical administrative assistant in El Paso. He says he hasn't seen his big sister, Maria, since 2009, when she was deported to Juarez.
We talk, we call each other on the phone, we video chat also, but it's not the same. It's always not the same. It's not when you have her in person where you can actually touch her and, you know, hug her and stuff.
This year's the first time Fernando heard about Hugs Not Walls, and he rushed to sign up. Now, joined by his wife and two young sons, he anxiously peeks through the rust-colored slats that make up the border wall, trying to catch a glimpse of Maria on the other side.
I can't wait for them to call us so I can see her.
The organizers, El Paso nonprofit Border Network for Human Rights, say Hugs Not Walls is more than just a chance for families like this to reunite. The group says it's also an act of protest against the policies keeping families apart. It's also a highly visual and emotionally charged scene. The joy of reuniting and the pain of forced separation are on full display.
Gracias. El siguiente bloque de familias lista.
It's finally Fernando's turn, and his family walks down the concrete bank of the river and onto a wooden platform. Maria approaches from the other side. Tears stream down their faces as they wrap each other in a tight hug.
My dad's crying right now.
6-year-old Derek looks on for a moment, then suddenly realizes what's happening.
Wait, is that your sister?
This is the first time Derek's ever met his tía.
Hi.
He throws his arms around Maria's waist and buries his head in her chest. She pulls down her mask to give him a kiss.
This is my sister. I haven't seen her for almost 12 years. Very happy now, very joyful. I mean, even though it's for a few minutes, but I'm very happy to see her. I'm very happy to see her.
For Maria, it's overwhelming.
I feel so sad.
She says the separation's been hard. Her whole family's in El Paso, and she's by herself in Mexico.
Listo, siguiente bloque, listo.
After 3 minutes, an announcement booms over the loudspeaker.
Tiempo, ya, familia, tiempo.
It's time for the next round of families. Maria gives her nephews one last squeeze. Then she and her brother walk back across the river to opposite sides of the border. I'm Mallory Falk, reporting from in between El Paso and Juarez.